My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you today. We travel to Dickinson, North Dakota, and talk with Sean Kessel, city administrator, about some major projects, when oil prices are going to come back, and his new role with the North Dakota oil and gas producing counties. We also talk with North Dakota State President Dean Bresciani about his time in Texas and how that compares to North Dakota. Plus, the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, Native Americans, paleontology, plus much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The 4th annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Building the Bakken, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sean Kessel, city administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota.
Sean Kessel, Dickinson city administrator and vice president of the North Dakota oil and gas producing county.
So Dickinson city administrator plus North Dakota oil and gas producing counties. Now I'm going to let the listeners know a little something. I met Sean in 2012, and then I started seeing him at all these conferences down in Minneapolis and other parts of the country. And so to me, this is evidence that you're in this thing for the long haul, that you really are trying to absorb as much as you can to help and assist these communities out in Western North Dakota. Now, just your comments on that observation by me, if you would, please.
Thanks for noticing. I have been around the United States and to several different places talking about Dickinson and Western North Dakota, what's going on here. I was born in Dickinson, so I have my heart is here. I've been back in Dickinson as city administrator now for 7 years. So most definitely, there's just great people in our neck of the woods, and I want to make sure that do what I can to preserve and improve upon the quality of life in Western North Dakota.
Talk to me a little bit about the North Dakota oil and gas producing counties. I think you're a great fit for those credentials that you and I just kind of briefly just mentioned. But I've known Vicki Steiner for a number of years, and what she's brought to that group has really opened my eyes educationally. And so just talk to me a little bit about that transition into this new role, or I should say this additional role out in the Bakken.
You know, I'm pretty excited about this new role with the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. I think it'll be a year of transition. Vicki Steiner has done a wonderful job representing us as our executive director for several decades now, and she's retiring in December. So we'll be going through a process to hire a new executive director, and we, of course, have the legislative process coming up. So it'll definitely be a busy year. We have a downturn in the price of oil, so we all are in a pause at the moment, and I personally think that pause will be let up in 2017.
Let's talk a little bit about the pros and the cons, if you will, of this pause. Of course, one of the pros is that there's some breathing room there for infrastructure. There's a time to build some new infrastructure. Quite honestly, I believe the natural gas infrastructure is going to be noticed very soon here. I think natural gas is about ready to have a push. That's just my personal opinion. But talk to me about that pause for building infrastructure and just the ability to get caught up on the infrastructure side of things?
You know, obviously I represent cities on the board for the North Dakota Oil and Gas Association, but we also have counties and schools on the board as well. And for all of us, it has provided just that, an opportunity to kind of catch up. We in Dickinson have a middle school that's going to be open in 2017. They just opened a school in Watford City. You know, I mean, there's a lot of construction going on from the school's perspective to try to catch up with all of the people that have come to our communities. And our births are still up there. We're scheduled to have 100 births at our local hospital in June, the month of June. So things, you know, people may think that in outside of the region that things have slowed to a standstill, and that's just simply not the case. Yes, they have slowed, but not to a standstill. We are still busy and still getting things done. For instance, in terms of infrastructure, we've completed all of our lift stations or will complete by the end of this construction season. We have another of our water towers that's being completed. A lot of road work on an overpass in our community specifically that's going to be completed hopefully by the end of this construction season. So all of these things, when the oil industry comes back, will be in place, and so it'll be easier to make that transition. You mentioned the natural gas situation. I would point to all of the underground pipes that have gone into the ground, which will also alleviate truck traffic on a lot of our busier roads in western North Dakota. So if and when the oil industry does come back, we'll be much better prepared than we were 6 to 8 years ago.
And overall, how is the general community, how is their mood with the, maybe just not, how are we going to say it, 10,000 trucks going down Highway 22 past Max Hardware every day? I mean, that's, people complained about it back then, but then they probably complain now that those guys aren't stopping at the pit stop buying 8 Monster energy drinks and 4 burritos every morning. I mean, is there any... damned if you do and damned if you don't from that perspective?
You know, to talk about the amount of trucks that are up and down 22, I really have to give a lot of credit to the DOT. They've really done a nice job in expanding Highway 22 to 5 lanes, alleviating a lot of those concerns that people had in that northbound traffic on Highway 22, because it was congested. It definitely was. And they really responded to that nicely. The amount of bypasses that they've put in western North Dakota has really helped. I've talked to the mayor of Watford City about the impact that their bypass has had, and I know that he really loves it. So I really got to give some kudos to the DOT and their response, and of course the legislature for allocating the funds for them to do that. As I talk to business owners in town, we're seeing about a 20% decline in traffic. That's a general rule. Some are a little higher, some are a little lower, depending upon their industry. So there's no doubt that that we have been impacted by the slowdown. We believe that our population has dropped since our high or our peak, and that has affected the way people do business. So you're right. It is a catch-22.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sean Kessel, City Administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue.